Well, hello, hello, hello out there, everybody. It is AP Empowers coming back to you, hopefully to inspire, to empower, and to encourage someone today. I apologize for the sound of my voice. I woke up this morning like really congested, and you guys know we're in the second day of summer here, and I don't know what's going on, but I still got my workout on. I'm feeling good, feeling blessed, and just, you know, was thinking about some things as I was running, and you guys know how I do it. I come to you guys again to try to lift you up and to encourage you. And today I want to just talk about, when will you stop allowing others to hinder you? When will you stop living your life for what someone else said you were supposed to do? When will you take that step to ensure that you are going in the direction that you want to go, or perhaps that God is telling you to go, right? So we're going to talk about that today. But beforehand, you guys know I have some housekeeping. It's been a minute since I've been to you guys, but listen, I am super excited to be back with you guys. I've been vacationing. I've been doing a lot of things with the family, and definitely just blessed to have a lot of wonderful things going on that you guys will soon hear about. Really close to wrapping up and launching my next book for you guys. It's going to be entitled Unconventional. It's about moving past your excuses. So I know some of you out here, and this podcast kind of can coincide with that a little bit, even though I didn't take this particular topic from a specific chapter in the book, but it goes along with a lot of the chapters there. So I hope you guys will be ready to receive that and purchase it and pre-order it and do all those things that pertain to that. We are in June right now, and so if you're listening to this podcast and it's after June, no worries. The content will still be relevant to your particular situation. But we're getting geared up next week for our day party, our summer day party. Ladies, I just really wanted to bring you something with When Women Lead that was not stressful. You know, we're going to go to Top Golf. We're going to play golf. We're going to eat, drink, have a lot of fun, and do the things that I just feel like sometimes we just need to unwind. Sometimes it shouldn't be the pressure or the stress of having to worry about, I need to do this or I need to do that. You're just going to be able to network and connect with a bunch of different ladies. I'm not going to have vendors at this particular event. I have one sponsor, and that is going to be really lighthearted. But again, I really just want you ladies to focus on getting in there and just having a good time. It's summer. Why not celebrate? Why not have a good time? And what better place than Top Golf? Even if you're not a golfer, ladies, trust me, you can come into Top Golf and have a great time, have fun, laugh, eat, drink, be merry, and meet a bunch of other different fabulous ladies that you perhaps haven't met before. So I look forward to seeing you ladies. If you've not purchased your tickets yet, I hope it's not too late. June the 30th is the day of the event. We're going to do it from 3 to 6 p.m. in the evening, so it's not going to be all night, and you don't have to be groggy Monday morning when you get up, but it's definitely going to be fun. So I would hope that you would come out, and even if you can't come out, perhaps you can share the event with a friend. It's all over my social media, my IG, Coach with Pride, my author's page, author Angela R. Pride on Facebook. That's actually where the event is, on Facebook, and of course eventbrite.com. So head on over, ladies. When Women Lead, we have day parties, and so I want you to definitely be a part of that. My husband and myself have slowed down a little bit on the sports consulting, but we are getting ready to gear back up. We've just had a lot of different travel and things that we've been doing, but we're going to come back with that podcast as well, so be ready for that. Matter of fact, it's sooner than you think, possibly even today, but I know you guys are eagerly anticipating. We're wanting to talk about, we've got some great topics to talk about. Scholarships are one thing that I want to talk about for parents, because a lot of parents don't understand or read the fine print in their national letters of intent. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And my husband, of course, has some topics that he's going to address. But those are just some of my housekeeping things. You guys keep watching Coach with Pride. I was trying to launch a television thing, but it didn't really pan out the way that I wanted it to. So I'm just going to trust God and believe that, you know, when that time comes, I'm going to be ready. and things will happen the way that it's supposed to happen. So let's just get right on into our content today. And thanks again for tuning in. If you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy listening to APM Powers, please share this podcast. More than that, subscribe to the podcast so that every time I post something, you can be the first to hear about it. Okay. All right. Thank you to all of my supporters that are currently out there. I get new followers and subscribers, it seems like each and every week. And I'm just blessed that you guys are wanting to listen and that I can empower, inspire, and encourage you in some way, shape, or form. Okay. But anyway, so when will you stop allowing others to hinder your progress? That's my first question to you. I think so many people, and, you know, I, of course, come in contact and have clients and just different people that I talk to, allow their entire being to be about what someone else thinks, what someone else is doing. And, you know, I think I did a podcast or at least a blog about, you know, let's stop comparing, guys. Beginning is not gonna look like my middle or my three quarters of the way through, right? So your beginning is gonna just be that. We have got to learn to embrace who we are, where we are now, and where we're trying to go. Not because someone else is doing it, not because someone else said it, but because this is what is in our heart. This is what God has placed in us to move us forward. It's not about the next guy. It's not about the next woman. It is about you and only you. And, you know, I always tell people, you've got to focus on yourself. And, you know, so many people will take that and spin that and saying that, you know, you're not supposed to be selfish and this, that, and the other. But I totally disagree with that. I think if you can't truly focus on anything or anyone else when you are hurting yourself. And so, you know, in that, I feel like you have to be at 100% yourself before you can go in and help someone else who might be at 20%. And so with that being said, when are you going to stop allowing others to hinder you? When will their opinion not matter? When will you not put as much stock into what they're saying as opposed to what you're feeling and what you're thinking and maybe even what your passion is or what you actually want to do? Just because mama said that you should be a doctor doesn't necessarily mean you're passionate about medicine. I do know that there are countries and different cultures that, you know, they plan their kids, you know, life from birth to when they get married. And that's fine. I have no judgment there. But for the most part, in the Western culture, we are not those types of people. And that's typically who I'm speaking to. And even if you are of a different culture, you can still receive this. You have to do at some point what's best for you. Period. Like, I don't think, in all honesty, that that requires an explanation. I don't think that it requires justification. I just think sometimes we have to put ourselves first. And I'm just one of those people where I typically am the exception where this comes from. I put myself first a lot. And you know, you can, like I said, you can take that however you want it. You can take it to see, oh, she's selfish. Oh, she's this. But if I'm at 100%, then those around me, those that I pour into, those that I raise, those that I champion, those that I am helping can get the best of me. Because that is a part of my profession. Part of my profession is to inspire, is to motivate. And so if I'm down, if I'm depressed, how am I going to motivate somebody? And even if that's not your profession, though, I think it just works in anything. If you are the entrepreneur on your job, and when you hire the people that come in, if you're not excited about what you're doing, how in the world are you going to get them to be excited about what you're doing? And so I'm saying all of this to say that we must take time to do the things that we believe in, the things that we're passionate about, regardless of who else doesn't agree, regardless of someone else's opinion, regardless of what someone else says because of what we're doing. And I think that it's tough in today's time and society, but I think that sometimes we have to stand out and we have to stand up for what we know we need ourselves. So today I just really want to encourage you, stop allowing other people, stop allowing those people. And you guys know I always use a lot of sports analogies in most of my talks and empowerment and motivation. But a lot of the people that are on the sideline, they have the most to say. It's not just in sports, it's in church. You know, my pastor often talks about, you know, it's 100 people in the church, but 10 to 20% of the people are doing majority of the work. Well, what's those other 80 to 90% of the people doing? They've got a lot of opinions. They've got a lot of criticisms. They got a lot of, oh, but we should be doing this. Oh, but you know where they are? They're on the sideline. They're not in the game. They're not participating. They're not in that core group that's making the decisions. They're not even in the core group that's probably funding the entire thing. And so when you're not in the game, you don't get to tell me how my game should be played. Right? Unless you're a coach, and that's, you know, that's different. But I'm talking about the bystanders. I'm talking about the people in the stands. I'm talking about the people in the nosebleed seats that are, you know, throwing bottles and telling you, oh, you stink. And they've never played the game a day in their life. They've never been in the game. Stop allowing those people to dictate how your game is played. And by your game, I mean your life, I mean your decisions, I mean the things that you are doing to better you, the things that you are doing to get to your next level. I hope that you guys can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you guys can understand that, like I said, if you go to a baseball game, you know, or anything for that matter. I remember, you know, wrestling. I don't know if you guys remember in wrestling that you get a lot of this. So you get a lot of people booing people and this, that, and the other. But you know where those people are? They're out in the audience. They're looking at you. They're focused on you. I tell you, and I've said this before, I've learned it with my athletes, you know, when they were being recruited and now that they're in college and doing their thing. There are so many people that have so much to say about them. And I oftentimes wonder, and I oftentimes ask myself, and when given the opportunity, I definitely ask, hey, have you ever played? Because you have a lot to say about my son, or, you know, how do you know, how are you so close to the game? And most of the people, you know who they are, they're just fans. And you know what, the thing about fans, guys, we love our fans. I love my fans. I love my followers. But followers and fans, they come and go. You cannot base your situation and your circumstance and your drive for to do what you do on your fans. You know, I look at even the celebrities that have tons of followers on social media and this, that, and the other. And sometimes even, you know, if they just post a picture of themselves, I scroll down and I look at the comments. And there are people on the comments that are considered now trolls. People that are on their page talking about, oh, you shouldn't have on that. Oh, you shouldn't be showing your body. Oh, you shouldn't be doing this. If you're not a fan of that person, sometimes I think to myself, how much time are you consuming for your purpose by coming onto someone else's page just to belittle them or degrade them or tell them what they should or not be doing, especially when they're making 10, 12, 100 maybe times what you're doing, or they're at least living in their purpose, or they're at least trying to carry out their dream. And you know what you're doing? You're sitting behind a computer. So first and foremost, don't be that person. Don't be that person to shatter someone else's vision or their passion or their dreams. Don't be that person that is so critical. If you can't be supportive of someone, and I know I'm kind of just going on, but I just think all of this goes together. If you can't be supportive of someone, guess what? You just need to be silent. Keep your mouth closed. And for you who's listening to me, if that person isn't supportive of you, they may not be on your team. They may not need to be on your team. They may not be a part of your village. They may not be a part of your circle. And you need to be able to weed out who's on your team, who's a part of your team, who's in your corner, and who's not. Because not everybody is in your corner. Not everybody's supposed to be. Not everybody has to be. So, you know, when you're given your vision, you are excited. You are, you know, on fire. You are, you know, really happy about what you're doing. And to allow someone else to come in and to deter you from that,
is nothing short of devastating. So you have to stay on your game. You have to stay excited about, and if there are dream killers, or, you know, I have a podcast about dream killers, watch out for those people. And this kind of goes along with that. You cannot allow your dream to be shattered because someone else doesn't agree with it. You cannot allow your vision to be detoured because someone else thinks that there's something else for you. I really do believe God speaks to us all. I think he gives us all our vision and the things that we're supposed to do. And when we're not doing those things, a lot of times that's when you find people that aren't happy, people that aren't fulfilled, people that are angry, people that are miserable. And people that are miserable, they want other people to be miserable with them. Let's just be honest. Right? So I hope this encourages somebody today. If you just, you know, are tuning in and out or coming in and out, we're talking about today, when are you going to stop allowing other people to hinder, you know, what God has for you or your plan or your dream or your vision or the path that you're on? At some point, you're going to have to take charge. At some point, you're going to have to burn the boat. And so I have a program about burning the boat. And if you don't understand the concept of burning the boat, like back in the day, soldiers, they were going to either win or they were going to die. And so they would burn their boats because you didn't have anywhere to retreat. So you had to go all in. And so with that concept, that's what I'm encouraging you today to do with your dream and your vision. Be all in. Be about it. Be about it, about it. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I'm from that generation where we were about it, about it. So, you know, just be encouraged. So I hope that this uplifts somebody. And I hope that listening to this podcast today empowers you to stop allowing others to hinder what you're trying to do in and throughout your life with your goals, with your dreams, with your visions, and with the actions that you're taking. Because if you allow those things to become a hindrance to you, they will stop you in your tracks. You will find yourself looking 5, 10, 15 years later going, wow, how did I end up here? And I don't want that for you. I want you to be a dream chaser. I want you to chase your dream. I want you to understand that if you shoot for the stars and you land on the moon, you're at least closer to where you were than where you are now, right? And so that has to be the concept. But stop allowing these sideline people to come in and tell you what you should be doing in your game. Stop allowing the people that aren't even in the game to dictate how you play your game. Okay? And so with that, you have to be built up. You have to have people around you that are encouraging, that not necessarily believe in your vision or your dream, but that aren't going to say anything to deter you from that thing, right? Because not everybody is for you. Just because they want to be around doesn't mean that they're for you. Some people are not healthy distractions. So let's just say you've got a goal to lose weight. And I love to use the weight loss thing because, you guys, I'm constantly on my cycle. But I'm happy to say I continue to get up. I continue to keep fighting for my health because I believe in pride about health. But let's just say you are on your vision my apologies. Lost my train of thought. My kids are running in the room. As I'm doing a podcast, guys, like I told you, it's summertime. So you're just going to expect anything. But you're on your weight loss journey. And you are doing your best to eat right, to eat healthy, to do the right things, to drink your water. Half your body weight in water every day. Come on, y'all. Let's stay hydrated. But anyway, and you've got a friend. And your friend always wants to take you out to nice places or to different restaurants. But at those restaurants, you're not trying to eat a salad. At those restaurants, you're not trying to eat healthy. You want the dessert. You want everything. That friend means well, but that friend doesn't have your vision or your goal. It's not theirs. It's yours. And so you have to be empowered. You have to take control of your goals and the things that you want to accomplish. And if that means not hanging out with that friend as much because you're wanting to accomplish those things, then so be it. Not everybody can go with you. And you have to know, too, when to cut your losses or to cut ties with the situation in order to be better, right?
You have to understand that you have to cut off some of the dead weight, because that could potentially be dead weight for your situation. Not everybody's going to be dead weight for your situation, but trust me, somebody who's speaking negatively, someone who can't encourage you, someone who doesn't even understand. Because see, that friend who wants to go out to nice restaurants and this, that, and the other, they mean well, or they think they mean well, but either you haven't adequately communicated your goal well enough for them to understand, or perhaps they just don't care, because again, it's not their goal. It's not their vision. They may be in tip-top shape. They may be how I was when I was from 15 to probably about 27, and I could eat anything I wanted whenever I wanted, and I wasn't running and I wasn't exercising, but I look fantastic. But if that's not everybody's situation. So you have to respect your situation, and you have to demand that others respect your situation. And when I say your situation, I'm talking about your goals and your dreams. You have to be willing to sacrifice and to fight for the things that you want, guys. It's not going to just fall in your lap. There is no magic formula. It's not going to just be hocus pocus and it's here. You have to grind. You have to, there's blood, sweat, and tears in everything that you want. And if you don't go after it, guess what? It's not going to happen. I'm going to go back to my famous saying, action is required. Action is always required. What are you going to do about it? And I'm suggesting today that you start by not allowing the people that are around you to hinder you, not allowing them to alter your goals, not allowing them to give so much feedback. It's not their situation. You have to live it. You have to do it. You have to do the work. And when you do the work, how dare someone else come in and try to have an integral part of the input or the say-so when you're doing the work? Now, yeah, you'll have people on your team that's helpful. You have a board of advisors. You have a team. You have people that can advise you on what you should and should not be doing. But at the same time, those are people that you have vetted. Those are people that know where you're trying to go. Those are people that know your goals and support your goals. They're not the people who just are kind of here. We kind of want it. It's okay. We're not sure. Though, I mean, you, it's like your cheerleaders. It's like your rah, 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 shish, boom, bah, right? So anyway, that's the spiel for today. When will you stop allowing others to hinder you? When will you stop allowing others to halt your progress? Stop it. Stop it today. And the numbers that you need to delete, again, delete them. Block them. If they call you from another number, block that number too. Move forward in your dream, your goal, your vision. Well, this is AP Empowers, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I know I have. And guess what? Until next time, AP signing off.